Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We bring the show to you every week to teach you and educate you on a different injury subject. We are injury attorneys. We've been helping injured victims for over 30 years. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984 with a mission and a vision to help injured victims, help individuals fight the big insurance companies, because that's what this fight is about. You know, we've said it before, once you get in a motor vehicle accident, which we don't wish on anyone, but once you're in a motor vehicle accident, your fight really from that point forward is between you and the insurance company for the at-fault party. Sometimes when you kick over to UM and UIM and your own car insurance policy, that fight is between you and your own car insurance company. And believe me, they're going to fight you. And the myth always is, right? The myth. Well, I was rear-ended and I'm hurt and I've got medical bills and, you know, that's what insurance is for. And surely some insurance company is going to pay me a fair amount. Surely they're going to treat me fairly. Surely they're not going to try to take advantage of me. And they will, and they do. And that's one of the reasons we do these shows, right? You can get the information from us. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. We have 6 books published there. They're free. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Okay, today we're talking about a motor vehicle accident, and we're going to talk about the subjects that are very meaningful to you. You know, when you've been injured, it affects you, it affects your work, it affects your life, it affects your quality of life. Also, it affects the family structure. I don't care if it's a breadwinner or a non-breadwinner that's injured, it affects the family structure. So that's one of the reasons we cover these things. We try to give you the information to fight this war, which you can win this war, but you can't win the war by just hoping and guessing. You need a legal game plan for each case. So, you know, Brad, let's talk about how this sets up. You're going to make a claim against the at-fault insurance company. They're going to try to beat you, which I don't think many people truly grasp or understand how they're going to do that, and they try to do it all the time.
Right. The insurance companies are in business to make a profit. They're in business to make huge profits. They want billions of dollars. They've had programs where they self-proclaim that they want billions of dollars. They are in a business where their executives live very well and have a great deal of assets and make millions, hundreds of millions, tens of millions of dollars in salaries. They're not doing that just off your premium. They're doing it a lot off your premium, but they're doing that also by not paying claims or by minimizing the amount they have to pay on their claims. They'll tell you we do this for our shareholders, but they're sitting there and they're making these decisions based on the fact that they want to make a lot of money. And they know that little amounts add up to big amounts if they just continue using certain procedures and certain ways to try to defeat your claim. So the first thing they do is when they start talking to you is they're set in a path in down a road. Their game plan is to take away money from you in one form or another. They do it with trained adjusters. We've talked many times, and any of you who think that you could just go sign up for an insurance company, think about it. Could you go sign up for an insurance company, say I'll be one of your employees and say, don't worry about training me, just put me on the phones and I'll go ahead and start investigating, getting the information necessary for these car crashes? Of course not. You'd be going, you expect to get trained. You know you're going to get trained. You expect that these people are trained. Do you think they're trained to find a way to give you the most money? A lot of times you're not even there insured. Now, I've had clients come in, Gary, and I've had them say, well, you know, the person on the other side has State Farm, and I've had State Farm for 25 years, so they're going to like me. They're going to take care of me. No, they're not going to take care of you. They could care less about you. They could care less about your claim. And these are not adjusters who are sleeping and ignoring or off doing other things. These are adjusters who are, most of the time, their calls are being recorded and people are listening in, or people are listening in to see how they're handling the claim. And these are adjusters who are being supervised, who are being watched over, who are being rated, who've been trained, who are there for a purpose. And that purpose is to find ways to pay as little as possible to you.
The purpose is not you. Their mission is not you. Their mission is to save money, try to beat your claim and defeat your injury claim. And once, Once you get a grasp of that concept, then you can succeed. Then you can understand what you need to do. Then you can understand you need to have information and knowledge, which is why we try to do these shows. You can come see us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. What's a game plan? It's your strategy. Your strategy on how the accident happened, who was responsible and why, what was the mechanism of injury, what were your treatment modalities, how important are they? Are they essential for your claim? Yes. What does your future hold? You have to have your own strategy. Brad just said, words worth millions of dollars. These people don't go to insurance companies and they're not trained. They are trained. And they're trained to beat you. They're trained to minimize your claim. And so he also made a good point a minute ago. If you've been with a certain insurance company for 25 years, they're still trained to beat your claim. I was meeting with some people from the Eastern Plains within the last 1 month, and they say that they have this insurance company for over 30 years. The same thing. They fall in the same trap. They don't know. And so I educated them, right? At Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate for you, the injured victim. And it depends on how you understand this, and it depends on how your accident occurred. So you have to go through the mechanism of injury. Is it a rear-ended accident? Is it a T-bone accident? Was there a T-bone and struck on the driver's side? Did the driver hit their head? What was their Glasgow coma scale? All these things have to go into your claim. And many people come to our law firm. When you come and we give you a legal game plan, it's just not a 5 or 10 minute meeting. It's a significant meeting with Bell & Pollock. You meet with a licensed attorney, and I agree with what Brad just said a minute ago. These adjusters are painted and portrayed sometimes as not caring or could care less. Believe me, they care. Brad, let's cover that again, because they care. They just don't care about you, the injured victim. What do they care about?
Right. They care about their company, and they're very heavily regulated. They're very heavily watched over by the company. Their phone calls are quite often monitored. They're watched over, and they're required to meet certain goals and standards. Now, the company immediately will say, well, the goal and standard is not one that's inappropriate as far as not giving you proper recovery. Wrong. Is just a hidden goal or a hidden standard as far as how you're supposed to handle the claim and what you're supposed to do. But their job is to try not to pay you. If they can find a way not to do it, they're going to do it. And they're aggressive. They're aggressive in nature. I mean, don't think for a minute that when they're talking to you, they really care about you. Don't think that they're really trying to get your side of the story in a non-incriminatory way. No, they're trying to incriminate you. They're trying to get you to say something that's going to hurt your case, whether it's liability on how the crash happened, or whether it's for your injuries on how the injuries are and what the injuries are all about. And they are on their cases. They read the documents and they read the information they have. They will record you. When they start saying, we want to give you a recorded statement, we want to take a recorded statement, you want to be careful about that. That's a very, very high hurdle that you're about to face in order to get recovery for what you're entitled to. Because that recorded statement, they are going to try to get you on a recording to say something that they can use against you.
Right. So you can call us anytime. If you've been injured, call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you're in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And you can go to our website anytime. All of our books are there. You can download a free e-copy of any of our books. We have 6 books published. I checked them yesterday. We got a new book out. It's not yet on the website. It's about to be there. It's a second edition of our first book. Our first book was entitled Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident. We have a second edition, revised and updated, all for you on our website, championsofthepeople.com. What do you know about Colossus? What do you know? You never heard of the word Colossus? That's a software program. What do you know about the program called ACE? What do you know about the program called Bring Back a Billion? We got a break coming up. Right after the break, we're going to be talking about those programs. We're going to explain to you, we're going to open your eyes, how your injury claim is really, really handled and what goes on. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We are your injury attorneys. We're glad to meet with you. Welcome to our family. We are called Champions of the People. Give us a call and find out why. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury lawyers. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We have done cases all over the state of Colorado for years for injured victims to help them put their lives back together again. I mean, we've done jury trials in Sterling, Colorado, Durango, Steamboat Springs, Fort Collins, Grand Junction. We can help you. We do workers' compensation cases if you're injured on the job. And sometimes you're injured on the job while you're in a car, while you're in a van, while you're in a vehicle, and you can get a workers' comp and a third-party claim, a motor vehicle accident claim at the same time. But you have to know what the rules are. You have to know what you're doing, right? So yeah, let's cover some examples, Brad. You know, it seems simple, these injury claims. They seem simple. Well, I'll just give my medical records to the insurance company and they'll pay me. Surely they'll pay me. But let's talk about, let's give an example of if you're a passenger in a car. Your own driver, who may be your friend, may be partially at fault. And let's talk about MedPay, and let's talk about how you make a third-party recovery just in a simple thing of being a passenger.
Sure, you're a passenger. And think about this when you're children are going out to get in the car to ride to school with somebody on a carpool arrangement, or when your spouse or you are getting in the car to go ride in a carpool arrangement, you're a passenger in a car, and there's been a crash, and you're hurt. And now you're talking about whether or not there's any insurance that covers you. You first look to, obviously, you're going, well, let's look to the party that's at fault. And you want to find out if that party has enough insurance. But what if there's four of you in the car? You know, what if there's four of you? And what if you're all severely injured and the person who hits you doesn't have enough money? Or what if enough insurance coverage to take care of even the medical bills? And what about if it's your driver who's partially at fault? When's the last time you checked to see if the person who was driving the car that you're riding in actually had insurance? When you get that call saying there's been a crash and your children have been hurt in a car crash and they're being taken to the hospital to be checked out or to have certain medical procedures done, and you're driving there and you're going, I don't even know if the driver of the car that my child was in actually had insurance. I'm assuming they had insurance. Surely they must have had insurance. They're nice people. They're good people. I've known the family. Or maybe you don't. Maybe this was just an arrangement made through the school where a high school person that can't drive, a freshman, knew an upperclassman and said, I'm going to start getting rides. And you've been, you know, adding money in for the gas and for the cost and expense of the car. And now you're sitting there going, I don't even know what kind of insurance there is. Is there $25,000? Did they pay the premium? Did they miss the premium? Did the policy lapse? What happened? Well, one of the ways you can protect yourself on all that is having your own insurance. You've got to check and find out what insurance you have. Do you have MedPay for your people in your household, for your resident relatives? Do you have MedPay for the people who are going to be driving the car or for the people who are going to be riding in the car that are related to you? And do you have insurance? Do you have uninsured motorist coverage? Do you have underinsured motorist coverage? There are so many agents out there, so many agents that convince you to buy their policies for lower premiums by taking away coverage, by denying you coverage to protect yourself and to take care of yourself in the event of an injury. And these agents are harming you. They're hurting you. Now, I want you to understand, everybody listening, Gary and I have no affiliation with insurance companies.
Right.
We don't get anything, whether you buy or don't buy insurance. No insurance company endorses us. No agent endorses. Nobody says, does one thing with us. And to be quite honest with you, I don't like insurance companies. I sue them. Let's all be honest about this. Let's be frank about it. I mean, when there's a lawsuit between an injured person and the person who caused the crash, you're not suing that person. You're suing the insurance company for that person. That's where you're looking for the reimbursement. That's the person who's not being cooperative. A lot of times the person who hits you and caused the crash isn't cooperative either. But you're suing the insurance company for that person, and they have a contract with that person saying you must cooperate with us.
Right. So when you make your claim, you obviously have to understand what goes on behind the scenes. Brad just explained part of it to you, okay? This is why this can become complicated, even in a simple thing like a passenger. You know, and speaking about the carpooling arrangement, we've done an entire show on carpooling, and you know, back to school and that sort of thing. You just want to listen to it. But what if they, you know, you're in a carpooling situation and somebody calls up and they say, well, you know, John can't make it this morning. Tuesday can't drive. He normally drives on Tuesday. Mary's going to drive. You don't even know Mary. All of a sudden, you got a new player into the field. And what's the insurance coverage? And if you're a passenger or if your child is a passenger in a vehicle, does your car insurance still apply? It can. It can. That's what we preach all the time. But, you know, when you make a claim, for you make an injury claim, let's say in Brad's example, you got four people in a car, one driver, three passengers. That car is hit by a drunk driver, so you're going to make a claim against a drunk driver. But how are the proceeds going to be divided up? And how's the insurance company going to pay? Now, right before the break, we said, you know, have you ever heard of the ACE program? That stands for Advanced Claims Excellence. What do you think that means? That means there's a program in the insurance company when you make a claim to minimize the payout to you, to do it and skew it in their favor. There's another one called, ready? Bring back a billion. What does that mean? Bring back $1 billion to this insurance company. Bring back a billion. That's the mantra. That's the motto. That's the slogan. That's the directions. That's the guidance from the top of the company. It affects the claims department. Right? There's another one, a huge one by McKinsey and Company that was secret for a long time. It's called Colossus. The program is called Colossus. You submit your claim, Colossus. They feed it into the Colossus software in the computer, and bingo. This is all we can pay you. I'm sorry. You say, well, it's affected my entire life. It's affected my whole family. Therefore, you need a legal game plan. You can call us. If you've been injured, call us right now. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website. It's easy to remember, championsofthepeople.com. Championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. We can help you. We'll give you a free initial consultation. But you need a strategy. You need a strategy for your injuries. You need a strategy on how the accident happened. This is so important.
Listen, just on what's going on in a crash. Gary and I have, Gary talks to you about the books. And Gary and I, years ago, put together accident packets, and we have a bunch of them still. We have a number of accident packets that we'd be happy to hand out. And I want you to think about this. You know, you see, once again, these commercials are the things saying, well, you know, we're open all day and all night. Our office, by the way, it's an answering service. You call up the answering service. You can get in contact with a lawyer. Lawyers should be calling you back. But they talk about being open. So like if you're in a crash, the first thing you're going to do is pick up the phone and call a lawyer. If you're in a crash, the first thing you're going to do is try and figure out what should I do here at the scene of this crash and how do I handle what's going on in this crash. We have an accident packet that will tell you that. We have accident packets that we'll give you free. All you have to do is call us. All you have to do is go on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Go on our website, bellpollock.com. Give us a call. We'll send you accident packets. They're a packet. They've got some different papers in them that tell you what to do in the event of a crash that you can pull out. How many of you have that in the car that your child drives, that your teenage person drives, that your spouse drives, that you drive? So you can, oh man, I've been in an accident. What should I do? How do I handle this crash? So get a hold of us. Get some of these packets. Put them in there. Do you have a plan available at all on what to do immediately? And then once you've dealt with what's happened at the scene of the accident, once you've dealt with emergency vehicles and police and going to the hospital, and after you've had maybe 24 hours, 48 hours to calm down, to figure out what's happened, give us a call. Now, please do that before you talk to the adjuster on the other side. You do want to talk to an attorney before you talk to the adjuster on their side. But, you know, when an adjuster calls you, a lot of times they want to call you within hours of the crash. And your answer, your statements to them should be, I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't want to talk to you right now. And a lot of times they're saying, we just want to get the information about your car. We've done whole shows about being careful when the adjuster for your car calls up and starts asking about your injuries.
Right. For example, you know, the adjuster calls you up, or you talk to the adjuster. This is so important. This is why if you go to championsofthepeople.com, our website, that right on the homepage, you can find our buttons on what you need to know. You can hit them, and we have a 30-minute show on what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. Wow. That's powerful. That's important. That's information. Also, we have a button if you can't listen to the show. Another one that you can hit. It's a quick, not complete, but a quick checklist of what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. And can you ask the adjuster questions? And can you ask the adjuster for documents and information? Yes, this is not a one-way street, but they try to make it a one-way street. Okay, so we've said this many, many times. When you're going to give a recorded statement, it is so important. So you need to understand. You need to have a clear head. You need to remember the accident. You need to go over it, back over it in your mind. And we're not talking about making things up. We're not talking about skewing things. We're talking about you having an honest, compassionate effort to actually recall the facts of the accident rather than just being pressured into this situation. And Brad's point a minute ago, you're talking to the property damage adjuster. You're talking about getting your car fixed. You want to get your car fixed. Everybody wants to get their car fixed, so you're talking to them. This is the property damage adjuster, property, not injury adjuster. And the property damage adjuster asks you, were you hurt in the accident? What does that have to do with your property? The property damage adjuster asks you, you know, did you injure your neck? Did you go to the hospital? What does that have to do with fixing your car? So we've done a whole show on that. Yeah, and by the way, you can call us anytime. You don't have to hire us to get information. You can come in. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. If you've been injured, call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you're in the mountains in the Steamboat Springs area, in the Craig area, call us at 970-870-8989. We'll be glad to talk to you. So, Brad, let's talk about this situation. Another element, another facet of this whole thing is finding insurance policies, finding insurance coverages. And people say, you got to be kidding me. That's easy.
Just ask them. Yeah, good luck. Sometimes they'll give it to you, and they're required to exchange insurance information, but a lot of times they don't tell you all the insurance. A lot of times they give you cards and information about policies that have been canceled, about insurance that they haven't paid the premium on, about insurance that's not there anymore. Sometimes they don't have the card, and they, you know, no proof of insurance. This is a very difficult process. One place you should always be able to find the insurance is in your own household, in your own information, what you have available for yourself. Now you need help finding insurance that other people have. You want to find out what insurance they're carrying, what insurance that might apply to their particular circumstance. Even if they don't have insurance in their own name, there may be insurance that applies that is available that by virtue of what we call resident relative, by virtue of what we call a permitted user. There may be insurance available that still is there that we can find for you if you come in and talk to us.
Listen, I'm telling you, we've helped so many people on this point because it amazes us. People come in and they don't really, really understand maybe all the insurance in their household, and they're not told by the at-fault party's insurance company all the insurance available on the other side, and they're not being guaranteed or assured what it is. There's a way to solve this problem. Right after the break, we're going to cover this a little bit more. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can email us. All of our books are there. You can contact us. We will help you. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We've done this show for years. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. Okay, Brad, let's just try to wrap up real quickly. You got to find insurance. It's so important, because if you miss insurance, you miss part of the claim.
Right. You miss the potential to get fully compensated. And that's the goal we have every time we represent somebody, is to make sure they get fully compensated for their injuries, damages, and losses that have been caused by a negligent driver. You got to talk to us. We've done everything we can with accident packages, books, shows, websites. We've done everything we can. We need you to take advantage of those things. We need you to contact us so that we can work with you.
You just name us one other attorney or law firm that gives you all this information free so that you have a potential chance, a level playing field with this insurance company. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week. When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.